All righty then. So I'm just, you know, my iPad just, you know, it turned over to do today or somehow this afternoon I pressed these buttons to just really change everything on my iPad. What do you call that? It's an update. It's a real update. This is a regular. This is a real update. This is like. Changes everything, and so I did that. Now, for some reason, it doesn't. It's not doing what I'm commanding it in the name. Well, it's gonna have to do something. So anyway, I have to go and use this little guy, but I will be using this as soon as things come in line here. So if you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. I have, I'm reading from the American Standard Bible. Do we have any Americans here tonight, this evening? Any Americans? There's one. There's a couple of hanging around somewhere. Some of them are half Americans. And I'm North American, but I'm not American. So thank God. But this will be just for you tonight. New American Standard. But we're also going to be reading the Common English Bible. I know there's a lot of those around here. Common English people. Not from Aruba, though. Just only the ones from the New Living. All righty. Did you find that? Hallelujah. We're going to get started. We're just actually buckling up our seats now. You know, and then we're going to taxi out of here. And we're going to just zoom up into the sky. Get up in the spirit. And when we're up in the spirit, we're going to cruise for a little bit. At 40,000 feet. And we might hit a bump or two in the realm of the spirit. And you might take a dip. But hang on, make sure you got your seatbelts buckled in. Amen? Because when you hear this message, you're going to want to start, you know, biting your chair or something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. American Standard Version. In like manner, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so we're going to attempt to explain this verse to you and show you other scriptures that are supporting what we're saying, because we just can't take something out of context. We're saying, what is the Bible telling us? Now, we started to talk about financial stuff last, you know, how to believe God financially. But the Lord spoke to me the last little while, particularly the last two mornings, and out of my spirit came these scriptures out. And it kept saying, and this morning was very clear, I found a scripture that came up. It says, and the Spirit searches all hearts. He searches the hearts of men. And the Bible says that he intercedes for us according to the purposes and the plans of God. And I've been getting that. It was in my spirit because I believe God wants to get you into a place where you're in the perfect will of God, and you're not quite there yet. In some areas, you kind of have half in the world and half into the kingdom of God. And some of you are just sitting on the fence, about to fall over into the world, in the ways of the world. And the devil is very subtle, and he'll kind of get to you just a little bit, and then you're off. All of a sudden, you're off out of the will of God. You're doing something else until you get so far that you can't come back on your own. I've known people in this church. They went out and never came back. They couldn't come back. they couldn't come back because they went out too far. And it takes something to get them back. Unless somebody prays, not just, you know, God bless them, help them. Something in the spirit that must happen to get them back in. Some people just get out there too far and they never come back. Now they're still saved. They're not blessed. They're struggling in the world. And they're getting beaten up by the things of the world, by the devil and all the things that's going on. You know, you could be a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, tongue-talker, Bible-carrying, potent Christian, you know, and still be beat up by the devil. And you have to learn how to use your faith to begin to acquire the things that God has purchased for you. It's not automatic. I used to hear Brother Hagin say this. It's not going to fall off, you know, the tree like wild cherries. Well, we don't relate to that over here. We don't have wild cherries, I guess, but we don't have, you know, we don't see wild cherries all around. And when I used to, as a kid, I used to see wild cherries. I used to eat wild cherries all the time. How many of you ever eat wild cherries in the bush? They're so tasty. We need to go and take you out to the bush and get some wild cherries. In fact, there's a song about wild cherries. I don't know what that song's about, but I'm not advocating about that song, but I heard it. So I better make sure that it's in the right spirit. Okay, now listen. The purpose of tonight's teaching is that you can pray out. Now, this is what we're doing. You can pray out the plans and the purposes and the will of God for any area of your life. I'll say that one more time again. You can pray out the plans, the purposes, and the will of God for any area of your life. And because, you might not know it, but God will sometimes get a hold of you and start praying for things, you know, and you start praying for things in the spirit, but you might not know what you're saying. But you're paving a way for yourself and for those people that you're concerned about in life to come on that road and find victory. Amen? Amen. Now, let's go and see a couple more things here. Here's what Jesus said concerning a helper for us. Now, we don't know how to pray for every need in life. We don't know how to pray for every need and either. According to the scripture, it says that, for we know not how to pray for as we ought. Romans 8:26. It says, but the Spirit himself, the King James says, the Spirit itself. This American standard, they know God a little bit more in America, I guess. They said that they know, it says the Spirit himself. Like the Holy Spirit, he's not an it. He's not some kind of mist floating around. He's not a cloud floating around. You know, the Holy Spirit is a person, and he's everywhere. God is everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows everybody. He knows your name. In fact, he knows the number of hair you have left on your head, how much you had when you started. I'm going to look for somebody out there. Okay, I see my friend out there. He still has his hair. Ed has his hair. But some of us have lost a few. I think Bill over there, he's got a few that he lost. But when he goes to heaven, he'll have a full set. Tony has his, but that's a wig. You don't know that? I'll go pull it off and you're going to see it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't go pulling his hair now. That's his real hair. Everybody say, that's his real hair. Okay. All right. Okay. We don't know how to pray for, according to the Bible, we don't know how to pray for everything. We have to have help from above. God has provided a way for us to help us follow his plans and his purposes and to do his will here on earth, to complete our assignments. There's so many issues to pray about in this life. Have you noticed that? There's so many things you can pray about. There's so many things to seek God about when it comes to following His plan. How many of you ever noticed that? There's so many details to pray about. And I'm going to tell you, you're not that smart to follow everything. But we have the Holy Spirit in us, and He knows everything. And I'm going to show you here, sometimes we might even forget about praying. Or even praying about a certain thing that you should be praying about, but you haven't done it. In terms of your needs, how can we possibly pray about everything in life and come up on top if we don't know everything? When we don't know everything, but the Holy Spirit who lives inside you, He knows everything. And so we have to depend on God, the Holy Spirit in us, to pray out the plan. And Isaiah talks about the well of water. You know, we search, we get into the well, and we go in there to find, stir up the plan of God to come out of our spirit. Often when you pray in the Holy Spirit, the plan of God is going to come out of your spirit, because that's where the Holy Spirit is inside you. And some of you don't have the victory like you should. You're not having victory like you should. Like you're getting a paycheck and you're getting some extra money, but then you lose your money from other things. Or something happens. You're not all that happy the way you should be. Now I'm going to tell some of these girls over here that want a husband. I want to look over here for now. And you might have to pray a little harder. Okay, listen. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Now I want you to understand this. The title of my message, did I give you the title yet? Okay, the title of this message today, you want to know the title? In the Spirit. Say, in the Spirit. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's talking about in the Spirit. So I want to show you something because, you know, sometimes, you know, you talk about the Spirit, people just get all kooky. Ooh. You know, just all of a sudden you say that and they start gasping for air and they hyperventilate and start to blow out on the floor. So we don't want you to do that. Are you okay in the front row here, you guys? Okay. Because I don't want you to start crawling around while I'm teaching here. Okay, Ephesians 6:18. So I'm still reading the American Standard because they seem to know about this in the spirit a little bit there. Okay, so American Standard Version says, Ephesians 6:18. Did you got that up there, Miss Kathy? Oh, my Lord Jesus. Okay, I'm going to read the American Standard. You can follow the King James Standard. So it says, with all prayer, or with all kinds of prayer, and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit. You still have that phrase still in there. In the Spirit. Everybody say, in the Spirit. In the Spirit. It says in there, in the Spirit, and watching unto with all perseverance and supplicating for all saints. So that scripture, Ephesians 6:18, is talking to the average, everyday Christian. It's not talking about prayer warriors or a prayer group. He's talking about everybody needs to do this because it's part of your armor. If you read the preceding verses, it's talking about the armor of God. How many of you got your armor on? Some of you left your sword at home, no? So you have to have your armor on. And armor, the armor of God, is basically talking about walking in the Spirit and understanding the things about Scripture and what your armory is. Understanding who you are, what you have as a Christian, what belongs to you, and understanding that sometimes the devil can take advantage of you if you don't know what belongs to you. So Ephesians 6:18 shows us this, and the previous couple of verses that we read. We should know how to pray. In this Ephesians 6:18, we should know how to pray with all kinds of prayer, according to Ephesians 6:18. He says, praying with all manner of prayer. The Amplified says, praying with all manner of prayer. One version says, praying with all kinds of prayer. So there's more than one kind of prayer. So we should know what those prayers are, especially if you're going to pray for people or pray with people. Sometimes people want you to pray for them, but they don't want to use their faith or they don't know how to use their faith. Sometimes you can pray for someone if they don't know how to use their faith, if they're a baby Christian. Some people that are not Christians, they've been lazy, they haven't studied the Bible, didn't buy a book on how to pray. They want you to do all the prayer. So God will not let them off the hook because, you know, you've had opportunities for years. And God is very patient with people. So we should pray with all our minds. You know what's in our mind? We should pray whatever comes to our mind. And we should pray with our hearts. We should pray out of our spirit. We are to pray in the spirit, or in other words, in other tongues. I'm going to show you this. It says for 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. The American Standard Version says, and I think you're reading the King James because they run out of Bibles in this house. Let's go to the King James Version, 1 Corinthians 14. Are you still here or are you going home? Okay, look at it. That's not the scripture verse. 14, sorry. See, I told you those American Standard. I told you they know more about it. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I want you to notice. Notice that. Are you looking at the screen? I want you to look at the screen for a second. It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or the word unknown in the King James Version is actually not there. It should read like this, for he that speaketh in a tongue speaks not unto men. So when you're talking and speaking in tongues, you're not talking to somebody. Do you talk to your husband? Where is he? You talk to him, you know, at the supper table, he says, let's just go ahead and speak in tongues to each other for a while. No, he speaks in English, whatever language you speak. So you're not talking to a man. If I start praying in tongues here, walking around, and I did that for half an hour, you're saying, this guy is crazy. And that's what the Bible says. If I just go ahead and praying in tongues all evening and didn't explain what I was doing. So when you're praying in tongues, you're not talking to men. You're not even, you know, making conversation with yourself per se, but you can talk to yourself in tongues, but not make a conversation. So, he said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto who? Unto God. So when you speak in tongues, when you speak in that tongue, you're talking to God. So what are you talking about to God? I want to show you that when you start praying in tongues purposely, I'm going to pray in tongues right now because I received that language. By faith, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk to God about it. And God already sent his Holy Spirit to me. He lives inside of me. And the Holy Spirit is going to talk out of me with the prayer language by a powerful impulse of the Spirit. He's going to pray, and he knows my needs. The Holy Spirit, God and the Holy Spirit know each other. And he's going to pray whatever I need to pray about over here. Now it says this, for no man understand him, no how be it or however in the Spirit. Say, in the Spirit. So in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. That word, speak mysteries. Mysteries means hidden truths. In other words, when you pray in tongues, you're praying the truth of God in your life, or for your life, or for somebody else. And God knows how to get it done. So God needs somebody on earth to pray. God can't come here. I understand this. God can't come here and just do whatever he wants to do. Well, somebody says, I don't believe that. God's sovereign. He can do it. Yeah, he can. But he's sworn by his word to not, he can't intervene. You know who's the God of this world? The Bible said the devil is. And he's behind a lot of stuff that's going on. I just read last night, there was such a big a shootout on our street over here in the east end of our city. There's 5 people arrested. Three men from Toronto with the drug trade. 2 people from Thunder Bay. I think somebody got killed or 2 got killed. I don't know exactly what happened, but somebody got killed. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And so how do we help this? You say, oh, Lord, help them. That's the extent of our prayer. And unless we begin to pray in the Spirit and talk to God about that situation, then nothing's going to be done. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 18. He said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He's not talking about heaven where God lives. He's talking about the heaven above us where there's demonic activity going on. Whatsoever you bind in heaven, you know, whatever you loose on in heaven also will be loose on earth. So whatsever you bind in heaven shall be, bound here. In other words, whatever you come against there, over even if your own life or life of your loved ones, there's demonic forces behind activities that are contrary to the will and plan of God for your family. So the way you can help, if you're in Toronto or BC, you can pray in the Spirit and help arrest that situation until help arrives, and keep somebody alive until they make their will to make a stand for God. You cannot give up. Unless you do something, nothing's going to be done. I can tell you stories right now that will help you understand this thing in a very practical way. How God will get a hold of you. God's been trying to talk to a lot of you, in fact, all of you, about stuff, but you haven't obeyed God. You think you're just waking up for no reason in the middle of nighttime. So why am I waking up? Well, God's been trying to talk to you. I'm just too sleepy. I'm not going to go to work. I mean, I'm tired tomorrow. Doesn't God know I'm tired tomorrow? Yeah, but you watched 7 hours of hockey last night. How's that working out for you? I'm talking to myself. And I say I'm tired. But I watched a half hockey game in the afternoon and the nighttime, then late at night. Boston Bruins, 10 o'clock at night. And they're sleeping in the morning. Okay, I want to tell you something. I'll tell you after. Wait a minute. Let's go over here. So it says there, 1 Corinthians 14, that when you speak in a tongue, in the Spirit. You know, I want you to get a hold of that phrase. Speak in a tongue. Everybody say, speak in a tongue. Say, in the Spirit. Say, speak mysteries. Speak mysteries. I want you to get three things out of 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Number one, speak in a tongue. In the Spirit. Mysteries. Now, listen to this. When you speak in tongue, when you talk to God in that tongue, you're speaking, you're in the Spirit. You're in the Spirit. The moment you pray in tongues, you're going out from this natural praying. You're going out into the spiritual realm. You're out of your mind. That's a bad way to say it. No, if you do it in the wrong way, people think you're out of your mind. If you do this you fall down in Walmart. They say, what's wrong with that guy? Oh, he's in the Spirit. Right? Yeah, he's okay. That's my husband. He gets sick that once in a while. Yeah, but does he take medication for that? Yeah, you say, yeah, he does take some gospels. He's got his favorite gospels. His text scripture text. If you pray in a tongue, like there's a lot of confusion about tongues, and God gave us, you know, God gave the Corinthians, they had a lot of trouble with tongues. God gave us three chapters devoted to tongues to explain about how to work this out. And some of our Baptist friends and other denominations, they make fun of us charismatics for praying in tongues. You know, I think sometimes for good reason, because we've been out of order with it. And we've done it in a way, in a fashion that's maybe offensive to even our own people. And so we have to do this in a way that's understandable. Now, you know, Pastor Ken comes on here, he starts speaking in tongues, you know, like you have to understand, he's not talking to you. He's talking to God. He's getting his spirit. He's getting in the spirit. And he's checking. He's checking out. You know, Brother Hagin taught us. He said, put out your spiritual antenna. And that you get in the spirit, so you pray in tongues. And all of a sudden, I'm in the spirit. Doesn't mean you're going to just start shaking. You know? I'm going to have to gauge something. How much am I shaking? How much my left arm, my finger is shaking? Then I might be in the spirit. Well, you might not be. You might have a tired leg or something. I don't know. So you have to understand something. Yeah, you got to understand about praying in the Spirit. You guys understand what I'm talking about? Now, this seems silly, but I'm saying this because you have to say these things because people don't understand these things. Sometimes people call me on the phone there. He says, my hands are hot. Well, what do you think that is? I said, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't go to the oven so much. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Take your gloves off. They think I'm in the spirit all the time. Let me just check. Oh, it means you got to go your neighbor. Take out his dog and make sure you pray for it first. Amen. I get all kinds of calls. They'll Facebook me, message, and said, I had this dream last night, and can you interpret this? I said, well, I'll try. I'll try one time. If I can't get it at first, then you'll have to come back again. It sounds silly, doesn't it? Well, I'm having a lot of... You can understand why I'm a pastor for almost 30 years, because I'm having fun. I used to take things so seriously. Somebody sent me to the hospital. I got to know everything. That's so much pressure on one man. I said this morning to God, I said, God, please. I'm taking myself too serious here, that I'm the important guy. Okay, so in the tongue, so when you speak in tongue, I want you to understand this. It has nothing to do with your feelings, has nothing to do with anything else. When you pray in tongues, you're in the spirit. At least your spirit is connecting to the spirit. You don't have to feel anything. You might, if you do long enough, you might get something warm happening to you. So another word, listen. You're in the spirit, and you're speaking in tongues. You're in the spirit when you pray in tongues. Say, when I pray in tongues. Say, come on, say, when I pray in tongues, I'm in the spirit. Say, I'm talking to God. Say, I'm talking about mysteries. So mysteries are the plans of God. Mysteries are the plans of God that the devil doesn't know anything about. And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he talks about there that there's mysteries. There's mysteries that God's given us. And we're to get to know those things by praying it out. And we need to encourage this church and everybody in here to start praying in the Spirit more than you do in your language. If you're praying more with your head, then you probably need to, make a switch. Paul said, I pray more than you all in the Spirit. Now, that's my introduction. Okay, so Paul said we have a helper on the inside of us. No, let's go to Romans 8:26. Okay, I'll try to wrap up here in 10 minutes. Is that okay? Can you give me at least 10 minutes? Because it's hard to teach everything all at once when you're just joking around all the time. Sometimes you have to joke to get people interested in that stuff. Make it a little funny because, sometimes you're too serious. Did you find Romans 8:26? Let's go look at it on there because I'm the American version. Now I'm heading out over here. So likewise, the Spirit That's talking about the Holy Spirit. Helpeth. Our infirmities. The word helpeth is a Greek word that means whatever you pray about, whatever you stand against, whatever you make a stand on, whatever you come against and pray about, the Holy Spirit is going to come and help you. Because he's not going to do it by yourself. The law of the Spirit is this, that you need to do something before the Spirit helps you. Like, you're not the Spirit's helper. The Spirit is helping you. That means he's coming alongside with you. In fact, the word Holy Spirit, one of the, there's seven Greek words we'll show you. One of when Jesus said this, that when I leave, in the 14th chapter, he says, when I go away, I'm going to send the helper. And that word helper has seven Greek word meanings. One of the meanings is the one who comes alongside to help you. The one who will pray with you. The one who will help you pray. He's called the intercessor. One of the Greek word is intercessor. He's going to live inside of you. He's going to be in you. And if you don't pray in the Spirit, if you don't take charge to intercede for areas in your life that are hard right now, if you don't do that, the Holy Spirit can't help you. You'll continue to be living and struggling in the flesh. And you'll avoid years of trouble trying to get along in yourself when you could have made the trip a whole lot faster. What took the Israelites 40 years should have took 40 days. And there's a lot of Christians, maybe perhaps in here, you're taking a trip of 40 years, and now you're older, and you should have gone a whole lot further ahead in life. Maybe your ancestors should have prayed for you. Maybe your mother should have prayed for you. Maybe you should have prayed for yourself and prayed for other people. Like this. Put it back on. We're not done here. They're trying to cut me down. Okay. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, or the Amplified, or the American says, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us. In other words, the Holy Spirit will pray for you, for us, all of us, with groanings. The word groanings means in articulate speech, not your regular speech. That groanings means speaking in tongues, speaking in a language that you don't know. Groaning which cannot be uttered, not words that groanings that cannot be expressed in our normal everyday language, because you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying in a spiritual language. You're praying the will of God. You're praying the purposes of God. You're praying the plan of God to come out or manifest in your life or through your life. Let's go to the next verse. And he that searches the hearts. I woke up in the morning. The Spirit, every time I woke up, that came up to me. Every time I woke up. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. God knows the Holy Spirit. And he knows when the Holy Spirit's praying in the language of the heavenlies, when you begin to intercede with your tongue, the Holy Spirit, God knows the mind of the Spirit, what he's praying, because he knows everything when he's praying in your tongue, going up to God, those mysteries, he's making intercession for you. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when you're praying in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God. It has nothing to do with your mind. Like sometimes we think we know how to pray for everything. So we pray for everything in our language. Lord, bless this guy. Do this for him. And Lord, I want you to give this guy some money and make sure his car is working right. And make sure he has some gas over here. Pray that this door opens over here. And we're praying just like that. And you don't even know that is God's will to give that guy gas. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he needs, something else. So he's praying the will of God. No, go to the next verse, verse 28. Watch this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. There's a purpose for those that love God. Loving God means you're in the plan of God. You're in the will of God. Those people, God, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my words. If you tell somebody you love them, you never see them, you never talk to them, you don't pay attention to them, that means you don't love them. If you love someone, you give them attention, you give them affection, you listen to them, you're with them. Right? So when people say, you don't love me, why? Because you never do anything for me. Especially those people who their love language is doing, right? How many of you guys, your love language is doing? You never do anything for me. Well, I wrote you a check. You know? I gave you a card. I don't want no card. Or somebody said, I want you to tell me. Tell me you love me. I love you. I love you. I love you. What do you want? What do you want from me anyway? Right? Some people say, I don't want no, don't tell me you love me. I just want the cash. Give me the cash. Give me the cash. Yeah, because some people like gifts and they love stuff. They want stuff. You know, you buy them a car. Oh, he loves me. I'm glad that, if you marry the wrong person, I mean, they you can't produce for them. Right? So Ephesians 6:18, one more time. Watch this. I got two more minutes. I said 10. 2 minutes. The Holy Spirit helps us. We know that the word helps in the original language means for, against, and with. You know, when it says the Spirit helpeth, in the Romans 8:26, the Greek word means, in the original it says, it means for, against, and with. In other words, if you don't pray in tongues about that area, you said, okay, I'm going to pray about this area over here. Lord, I want to pray about this marriage situation right here, and I don't know how to pray about it. So by faith, I'm on a purpose to pray in tongues over this area until I get satisfied and inside of me, there's something in that we've dealt with it, and I'm going to pray that in the Spirit. And so by faith, I'm going to pray. The mysteries of God, the purposes of God, the plan of God for that area, I'm going to pray in tongues over that area. And you go ahead and do that. Now the word, he helpeth, that word helpeth, it means for, with, and against. If you don't do that, if you don't purposely do that, the Holy Spirit can't pray with you or for you or against those things that the devil is planting for you. He's not going to push away unless you push. When you push, he'll push. When you pray against that, he'll pray against it because he promises. He said, because we're covenant partners, any enemy that you have is my enemy. If it's poverty, if it's fear, if it, whatever it is, you know, I've been set free from fear. I used to have a lot of fear before. Now, there's some little fears I'm working on, like falling off certain things, you know. And so I'm working on some of those things. But the big things where I'm afraid of the boogeyman that he's under my bed. I used to come home after an AA meeting. I'd search my beds. I'd look underneath the cabinets, and I'd go to my... I was neurotic. I would make sure that that stove was shut. I tried about several times. Go lay it on. I said, it can't be. So go back again, turn it again. Is it off? How's that hot? Is it hot? Like, that's neurotic. So I had all kinds of fears. So fear is irrational. I had all kinds of irrational fears that came on me as a kid. And I was afraid of a lot of stuff. And I got rid of it because the Spirit of God showed me how to get rid of it. He showed me, Isaiah 41, for I am that God, fear not, for I am that God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. He gave me the scriptures. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the power of love and the sound mind. I begin to look at all the scriptures. I cried unto the Lord, the Bible said, and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4 says. So I began to see that. I said, hey, I can claim that. And Psalm 23, the Lord spoke to me one time. He says, although he walks through the valley of death, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I wanted that to be my testimony. I'm not going to be afraid of anything. I remember having anxiety attacks really bad. It's like I'm having a heart attack and I can't breathe. I'm choking. I'm dying. I'm going down, Lord. I'm going down. And I was going down, like I said, I told my wife, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at a faith conference. Wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. My wife said, what's wrong with you? And she went like this. I'm going like this, you know. I said, call an ambulance. I'm dying. Call an ambulance. I'm dying. Mama, I'm coming. Dad. Hey? I mean, some of you, I mean, maybe you don't relate to this, but I had a lot of fears. These were irrational fears. I mean, I probably, some of you tonight did like this. Somebody's outside. I mean, when we were kids, we used to go underneath the blanket. And if one of your siblings let something go, you'd have to come out of it, right? I mean, we'd go underneath the covers. And how could we ever believe that a blanket could stop a monster from getting you? I mean, this is irrational, right? Irrational fears. I mean, if I had a, you know, if I got a hatchet, just go through that blanket, no problem. Or a gun and shoot the gun through that guy. He's got a blanket. Bang, 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 bang. And you get a bunch of holes on there. And so, what helped me? What helped me? I mean, it helped me to pray in tongues. Some of you need to be free by praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit is going to set you free this way. There's so many things that He's going to set in order and change in your life when you start praying in tongues. Now, this doesn't make sense to you because you don't know everything. But I have to stop here for sure. I'm over right now because I want to get more into this because I want to show you something. And He that searches the hearts, God searches all the hearts. He knows also the mind of the Spirit. He knows what the purpose of the Holy Spirit, what He's thinking to do for you when He prays, through you as you pray in tongues. Put up one more scripture. I promise to close with that. 14:14, the Amplified Bible. Let's close with this verse of scripture. 1 Corinthians 14, when you pray in tongues, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. When you pray in tongues, your mind is not praying. You're not praying out of your mind. You have to have faith that when you purpose to pray in tongues, you have to believe the scriptures that you are praying the will of God over that situation that you're praying for. He helpeth. That word means for whatever you're praying about, for you, with you, and against whatever situation is coming against. So for go to the Amplified. There it is, it worked. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. Jesus said the Holy Spirit is your intercessor. In John chapter 14, the Holy Spirit prays within you. What is He praying about? The Holy Spirit knows what the mind of the Spirit is. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8, 28. So when you say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray in tongues right now. When I go, oh, baka shabaka ladishi. When I'm doing that, my mind has nothing to do with it. I don't know what I'm saying. In fact, my mind be telling me, you're wasting your time. And the devil will come by and say, yeah, you're wasting your time. And I'm praying in the spirit. I say, oh, makara shitibi, oh, baka shite laba. I'm purposing, and I'm really focusing on this. Oh, makara shitibi, I'm getting a hold of this. In the name of Jesus, oh, baka shata leda. Well, who's doing that? The Spirit of God is praying. The Holy Spirit is using your spirit to bring in the will of God on that area you're praying about. In the name of Jesus. He's doing it right now. You get something out of this? We need to come back to this. Hallelujah. Let's get up and stand up. I want us to lift your hand towards heaven and pray in the Holy Ghost. And if you don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, just go ahead and let it out. Hallelujah. By faith. Catch the Spirit. I want us to pray the will of God in our lives right now. You need to do it because the plans of the enemy is trying to get a hold of you. Oh, Barakishimam. Ah, Makai, strike up a tune. Put it in the King of G. Hallelujah. And the H. Love, Father, we're going to pray the will of God right now. Purpose to do it in the name of Jesus. We want the will of God for our lives. In the name of Jesus. Mandarakisha. Obakasite man. Narakishi. Obrakisha. Come on, guys. You need to get passionate about it. Oh shakaman site le mandara. Somokoshi mandareshi. Anakashi dele mandarosa makidishi. Hamakasite elebeki sonrokoshi. He said, well, I'm not feeling anything. You don't have to feel anything. This is by faith. Sokoshi tele maka dashi deshi. Obrakishi elebeso makurodose. He's bringing in the plan, the purpose, the will in your life. I want you to do something right now, everybody. I want you to pray for the election right now in Canada. Don't pray for Prime Minister himself. You can if you want later. But right now, I want us to pray for the will of God. You know what the Spirit of God told me? He said, no matter who is in, I can make the will of God to come, no matter if it's NDP, if it's conservative, if it's whatever, I'll make the plan of God come. If you would pray. So I want us to pray for the plan of God right now for our election. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3. Oh, mananishi. Olamakushi lamaka. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for the will of God in Canada. We're praying for the purpose of God in Canada. We're praying for the plan of God to work in the lives of all the leadership of Canada, for the will of God to come in manifestation in every area, every ministry area. So we come against the enemy, push him out of there. Obra nirideshi makara dasam bakadishi. Obra nirideshi te man nakadeshi mon dadasiti. Mondro nire darakasa. We sing the will of God. The plan of God is being birthed in our area, in this very area. All the candidates, we cover them with the prayer of the Holy Ghost. All the candidates in Thunder Bay area, we pray the will of God for them right now. For whatever you want to do here in this region, it's our purpose. It's our requirement to pray for them. Because you said to pray for all saints, all people, all kings and authority, all leadership. Somdoromo site mandanasa. Makoro site lebe mandaraka siteshi. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray for the condition of the church in our city. We're going to pray for the will of God for the church right now. Just a couple of minutes. Go ahead and pray for the will of God for the churches in this city, for all the pastors, all the leaders, that the will of God will be done. Come on. Mondo shitele ma dede shete karama sotoroboshi. Monokoshi mandra kasateshi. Moroko sotolama shitele ama. Karabashite ebo soto koradeshi manda. Nekishina noroboshi bakaradashi deshi. Sondoroboshi, Danamakasa, Narakisha, Nidibaka, Erebakisa, Nomo, Nashi Deka, Nanadeshi, Molokin, Mananide, Koroshi, Debakadasha, Erebekin, Nananakiraboso, Alabakasima, Mereba, Maradeshi, Arakishi. Now, we want to pray for your life right now. I want to pray in the next few months God will begin to do something in your life, to revolutionize your life, to change your life, to see change in your own life, and to change in your spirituality, and to change things and move things and allow God to do whatever He wants to do. So say, God, my Father, change whatever you need to change in my life. So I dedicate my life to you. I devote my life to you, my praying, whatever I have to make your will come to pass in my life. I purpose to pray the plan of God, to pray all that purpose in Jesus' name. So here I go now. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rama. Sikiribas. Come on, just a couple minutes. Oh, Rama Kasa. We're just getting started. Oh, Dima Sente Kilama. Nanana Kosi. Nanamaka. Some will be healed. Some will avoid trouble. Some will avoid trials. Oh, Rama Kasa. Soboko. Manare. Narekishi. Manaraka. Sekila mando maradeshi ekiriman naro nabokoshi te mananaka eredeshi manadosa makaradeshi. Coming out of darkness, coming out of trouble, coming out of trial, sondorabo, to soar into a new season, a new plan, mona masete ala makasa. Freedom, amakarade, dakaradashe, te manosa. Oh, brakasa, free to do the plan of God. Free to soar in the realm of the Spirit. No, no, boshete, aramakasa, mandarakishi, nananaka, mandareshi. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the spiritual realm, you have opened doors for the government to move, for the government to move ahead. You've opened doors for the church in the city to move ahead. You open the doors for yourself to go into a place where you've never been before. By the Spirit, praying in the Spirit is making a highway where there's no highway. Now you've done that. You're going to begin to see different things happening. And you begin to, as you pray, you say, God, use me. In the middle of night time, even if it's 3 seconds, even if it's 5 seconds, go ahead and utter the Bangalishi Tama. Oh, are you going to the bathroom at night? Oh, Baraki Sitete. Oh, I'm stepping on the dog. Oh, Mandigirama Santama. Oh, Varadi. Whatever it is, you're going to pray in tongues. I believe God is moving me and other people to begin to pray and change things. It's not just sitting at the table negotiating things, it's beginning to take authority in the realm of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. To change things. This man you spoke to me last night, he said the changes are coming. Changes are coming. I heard all the young people speaking here. I was just right here. All the young men and women were talking last night at the Faith Bible School. You should have heard these guys. They're just young people. The Spirit of God got a hold of these young people. And there's things happening. In the spiritual realm, these young people are changing things. There's something happening. You should have heard these people. They sound like they were 50, 60-year-old people. Praying, they're talking out of their spirit. Talking like grown men. Well beyond their age. And God is bringing those people and changing things. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Thank you for staying the extra time. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you. If you're walking online, if you're watching online, if you've never been born again, you just say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe, Father God, and your Son. You're the Father of all spirits. And I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I give my life to you. I surrender to Jesus. Come into my life, Lord. I believe you are the Son of God. I confess that. I believe it. And now I belong to you. And if you've been away from God, you're a Christian. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm going to surrender my life to you. I can recommit my life to you, rededicate my life to you in the name of Jesus. If that's you, I want to know who you are. I want to pray for you, and I'm praying for you. In Jesus' name, I hope to see you again real soon. God bless you. Have a good night. Hallelujah.